This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Without cybersecurity legislation to give him direction, the president may be ready to write new cybersecurity rules without congressional permission. What that means for the rule of law and the power of federal bureaucracies to compel behavior is unclear, according to Jim Harper, director of information policy studies at the Cato Institute.
With Congress having failed to pass cybersecurity legislation, and thank heaven for it, the administration has determined that it should move forward. For a reason I can't discern, it made cybersecurity legislation a priority. Literally don't know whether perhaps White House officials are taken in by the threat exaggeration or what accounts for the White House prioritizing this, but they have. And with Congress not moving, a leaked executive order apparently will that we learned about is going to instruct the Department of Homeland Security to convene a cybersecurity council among agencies, which will divide up regulatory authority on cybersecurity, just doing everything they can without congressional authorization. Who knows exactly what that means, but it's likely to be the kind of arm twisting that you often see in the shadow of delegated legislative authority. Among other things, you're likely to see that agencies who don't participate in the voluntary information sharing regime that they want to create, companies that don't participate, will start finding it harder to win contracts. The standards that will probably be set, quote-unquote voluntary standards, will become legal standards when companies are involved in litigation for liability purposes. If they're not at the table to set those standards, if they're not there when the government gets together and encourages everyone voluntarily to accept these standards, well, then companies are going to be out of luck when it comes time for liability. So watch the arm twisting to really go into effect when the Cybersecurity Council determines how it's going to regulate cybersecurity in the absence of legal authority.
If the standards were awesome and constantly evolving to represent and incorporate new threats and deal with those adequately, that all of this might be fine, but that's not the way best practices typically emerge when it comes to dealing with security issues, and this process could work to actively prevent those best practices from emerging.
I suppose if there were magical regulators that magically saw the future and figured out how things were going to work, this would be less bad. It's bad as a constitutional and legal matter to have agencies acting with such free rein, but almost certainly, not just almost certainly, certainly, the standards that come out of a committee-based federal regulatory process are going to be uniform, and that's not a good idea when you're trying to do security, which should be variegated. They're going to be a step or 10 steps behind the latest concerns. This is going to have a deadening effect on cybersecurity. It'll have a squelching effect on innovation. It's just not the kind of thing you want to have in the cybersecurity area or any other, but not in the area of cybersecurity, because it is a very vibrant, dynamic, actively changing atmosphere. The last thing you want to have in something like that is a top-down federal regulatory process. A former White House official actually said this well. He said, cybersecurity is an internet-y problem, and we need to solve it in internet-y ways. And what he meant is literally to distribute the problem, like the internet does with so many things, distribute the problem to the actors who are most responsible and most capable of responding to cybersecurity problems.
And those who will actually be paying the costs of failing to adopt good practices.
It's certainly a thing that focuses the mind, the idea that you'll start losing money if you fail to secure your infrastructure. Jerry Brito at the Mercatus Center has made the case, and I think he's made it well, that there's no market failure here. The companies that will suffer whatever breach, whatever downtime, et cetera, they have all the economic incentive they need to take care of their infrastructure. Now, the evidence on both sides is mixed, actually, because we don't know exactly all that goes wrong among our networks with data and computing. On the other hand, you can see by the fact that things continue to operate that cybersecurity is not a devastating problem. The evidence on the other side, that is how much companies should be doing to secure their assets It's very difficult to know that either, because what we're looking for is optimum security, which is not 100% perfect security. It's the security that does enough so that all the systems in our society can continue to operate well enough. Our government-run cybersecurity would almost certainly provide too much security at too high a cost. We'd lose a lot by being over-secure, believe it or not. Things would cost more than they should. Security practices would impinge on progress, and we'd have less overall, less benefit from the internet and from the online world than we'd otherwise get.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.